Chuck here, Absolute Beginner, Season 2, Lesson 3, Lost in German Grammar.
Hi, my name is Judith, and I'm joined here by Chuck.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to GermanPod101.com.
What are we learning today?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask for the way in German.
This conversation takes place on the street in Germany.
The conversation is between Sabina and a young passerby.
Sabina is talking to a kid, therefore she'll be speaking informal German.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Entschuldigung?
Ja?
Wir suchen die Goethe-Schule.
Lernt ihr Deutsch?
Ich nicht. Ich unterrichte Deutsch, aber Paul lernt Deutsch. Kennst du die Goethe-Schule?
Ja, das ist das Gebäude da.
Da links?
Nein, rechts.
Now it's slowly.
Entschuldigung.
Ja?
Wir suchen die Goethe-Schule.
Lernt ihr Deutsch?
Ich nicht. Ich unterrichte Deutsch. Aber Paul lernt Deutsch. Kennst du die Goethe-Schule?
Ja, das ist das Gebäude da.
Da links?
Nein, rechts. Now the translation. Entschuldigung?
Excuse me.
Ja?
Yes.
Wir suchen die Goethe-Schule.
We're looking for the Goethe School.
Lernt ihr Deutsch?
Are you learning German?
Ich nicht. Ich unterrichte Deutsch, aber Paul lernt Deutsch. Kennst du die Goethe-Schule?
Not me. I teach German, but Paul is learning German. Do you know the Goethe School?
Ja, das ist das Gebäude da.
Yes, it's that building there.
Da links?
On the left?
Nein, rechts.
No, on the right.
Okay, I think it's about high time to talk about politeness. In this lesson, we saw the other two ways of saying you in German. Ihr is used when you're talking to a group of people, much like the French vous or the Spanish vosotros.
Did you say that sounds like a bit like y'all?
Yeah, that's German ihr. But there's also du, and du doesn't have an English equivalent whatsoever. Du is used when talking informally to one person.
Let's have a look as to when you would use the informal du as opposed to the formal sie to address someone.
Your default should be to address all Germans you meet as sie. Formal language doesn't necessarily mean distance, it means respect. Especially older people are very sensitive when it comes to how you address them, and using the formal sie is the easiest way of saying I respect you in German.
That's why even some people who've known each other for quite a while still use the formal language with each other. Generally, you should only use informal language with a new acquaintance if...
If you're talking to someone under 18, as in this dialogue.
You and the person you're talking with are both around student age.
Or if you and the person you're talking with are relatives.
In all other cases, you should wait till you're asked to switch to informal language. It's up to the older person or the one higher in rank to do so or not. Your boss or teacher will certainly never ask you, well, unless you work at a university, but don't expect it there either. Because that would diminish his authority in the eyes of everyone.
Yeah, it's really unusual for that. But even regular acquaintances don't switch to using first names nearly as quickly as they do in the USA. If you just start by addressing a stranger informally, he may feel offended as you seem to treat him like a child. That being said, as a foreigner, you certainly have some leeway in case you should forget.
Let's have a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall look at is...
Ihr.
Y'all, or you plural.
Ihr.
Next.
Nicht.
Not.
Nicht. Nicht.
Next.
Aber.
But.
Aber. Aber.
Next.
Kennen.
To know someone.
Kennen. Kennen.
Next.
Du.
You, informally.
Du. Du.
Next.
Ist.
Is.
Ist. Ist.
Next.
Gebäude.
Building.
Gebäude. Gebäude. Das Gebäude. It's neuter.
Next.
Da.
There.
Da. Da.
Next.
Links.
Left or on the left.
Links. Links.
Next.
Rechts.
Right or on the right.
Rechts. Rechts.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we shall look at is the word aber. You will soon see that Germans abuse the word aber.
But.
They use it much more often than an English speaker would. Watch out for this and adapt your own usage of the word when speaking German. And the other thing is Gebäude. Gebäude is the first neuter word we learn, so keep in mind that it's das Gebäude, but die Schule.
The focus of this lesson is conjugation of verbs and negation.
In this lesson, we've seen all the other endings that regular German verbs get in the present tense. Here's an overview. Let's take lernen as an example. Lernen.
To learn.
Ich lerne.
I learn.
Du lernst.
You learn informally.
Lernt.
He learns.
Wir lernen.
We learn.
Ihr lernt.
You learn, addressing more than one person.
Sie lernen.
They learn. Or you learn formally.
The same with suchen. Ich suche, du suchst, sucht, wir suchen, ihr sucht, sie suchen. And trinken. Ich trinke, du trinkst, trinkt, wir trinken, ihr trinkt, sie trinken. This is slightly more difficult than the English present tense. However, German is easier than English in that there is no difference between I drink and I am drinking. Both are ich trinke. Same for he learns and he is learning. Only one translation. Lernt. You search and you are searching. Du suchst. There is a big difference in English and no difference in German.
Another thing that's easier in German is the negation. To make a sentence negative, just add nicht.
Ich suche nicht.
I'm not searching. Or I don't search.
Ich lerne nicht.
I'm not studying. Or I don't study.
Ich trinke nicht.
I'm not drinking. Or I don't drink. That just about does it for today.
Listeners, ever have any German language or lesson-related questions?
I bet you do. Or maybe you have some feedback for us. Leave us a comment or ask a question on the lessons page.
It's super simple. Go to GermanPod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And, oh, that's it.
Commenting is a great way to practice writing and reading in German.
It helps you learn faster.
And it helps us to get better through your feedback.
So, no excuses.
Go to GermanPod101.com and comment now.
Now! Alright, until next time.
Bis nächstes Mal.
Entschuldigung?
Ja?
Wir suchen die Goethe-Schule.
Lernt ihr Deutsch?
Ich nicht. Ich unterrichte Deutsch, aber Paul lernt Deutsch. Kennst du die Goethe-Schule?
Ja, das ist das Gebäude da.
Da links?
Nein, rechts.